Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of truth from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain. Anthony's joining me by telephone this week. It's something kind of new and different, but you're on the road traveling.
I'm working on the Panama Canal today.
That's very good. Are you in a ship, or are you... You're at a location undisclosed, I guess.
I'm helping to widen the Panama Canal.
Very nice. A shovel full at a time, I guess, right?
Well, they have me here with some explosives, actually.
Good. Very good. Excellent. So if we hear any explosives, and you brought Winston with you, too.
Of course I brought Winston. Winston goes everywhere with me.
He's the best.
Life is good. Having a good week so far at the range. I just want to update everybody. Coming soon to the Woodland Park Rangers, Patriots Pork Roll, a Jersey tradition since 1920. The first week of October, we're going to be having a grand reopening in the cafe.
And we're going
to have tons of pork roll Jersey delectables for everybody to try.
Excellent. That is a Jersey tradition, pork roll. You can't really get it anywhere else.
Now another Jersey tradition is screwing innocent people.
yes, that's true.
At the stake of pleasing the politicians. And, you know, the prosecutor for the Shanine Allen, who gave Ray Rice preferential treatment, we just found out that New Jersey, they offer less than 1% domestic violent assault cases to pretrial intervention.
Wow, 1%? Okay.
Yes, there was almost 16,000 domestic violent cases involving assault in New Jersey, and only 70, or 0.47, half a percent, got pretrial intervention.
So Ray Rice is part of the 1% of the you call them, glitterati?
Yes, the glitterati, because he's famous, and because pretrial intervention was designed exactly for someone like Shanine Allen.
Yeah.
The prosecutor didn't offer it to her because of New Jersey's stance on, you know, no gun owner left behind. They must all rot in prison.
Right, exactly right. Exactly okay. Right. It's because it's we're selectively applying justice as typical in New Jersey.
So, it's amazing. I got so many emails. You know, Mike Vendito said he was listening to a radio station and they were discussing the Shanine Allen case. And many people are phoning in, and many are clearly not gun people. And the vast majority of them are surprised about New Jersey's severe gun laws, the mandatory sentences, and the unjust nature of the case. It's also been mentioned that someone is trying to introduce a bill that would protect out-of-state concealed carry holders from New Jersey laws. That would be Van Drew, by the way.
Oh, really?
He's trying to do it. Yeah, down in South Jersey, Camden County.
He's in the first district, right?
Yes, District 1. There's been much said about how this woman should have been arrested or prosecuted, and that once the case is adjudicated, Christie that should then commute her sentence or pardon her. And I am thinking that's not unreasonable to see this case play out that way. It probably will, okay?
Yeah.
But it dawns on me that the longer this plays out in the media, the more attention is being drawn to New Jersey's gun laws. And maybe we, by that I mean you guys as leaders in a 2A community, should not be crying out for mercy for Shanine, which will most likely come. What we should be doing instead is getting everyone to clamor for a rewrite of New Jersey's gun laws. Mm. We should be getting every one of the outraged radio station callers to be writing letters and phoning the legislators. Mike, I agree with you, but it's still, they made up their mind, and the cards are stacked against us. It's not going to happen. We could do it, though. I don't have any problem fighting the good fight. But the prosecutor delayed the case now, Sandy. It was supposed to be October 6th. It's now October 20th. Because
wow.
He needs more time to review the case. I don't know if it's too late for him to offer her pretrial intervention. Nappin, I called Nappin to be on the show, but he can't comment at this point.
Oh, so it's that close.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on. But the prosecutor, even if he gives her PTI, he should probably resign after that. Because
yeah.
He's going to be in so much poop.
That'll never happen. You know what's very interesting to me is the fact that he needs more time now to go over Shanine, to prepare Shanine Allen's case, to go over her case, go over the evidence. But he didn't have, he had plenty of time, but he didn't even opt to go over the video from Rice's beating his wife in the elevator.
Correct. Could you imagine that?
Same prosecutor.
Could you imagine that? I mean, what a piece of shit that we have to... Oh, sorry, did I say that out loud?
No, you can.
What a piece of poop we have to deal with that he's going to take this woman and put her away just for his own personal gain and make the gun grabbers happy.
Yeah.
So this is what we deal with in New Jersey, people. You people out of New Jersey, please join the ANJRPC.org. Please support Gun for Hire Radio. Please support our sponsors. We need to do stuff in the state of New Jersey so that we don't have Shanine Allen's cases again. We need federal right to carry.
Absolutely. Look at what happens. You know, we say this all the time. What happens in New Jersey doesn't stay in New Jersey.
No.
Now look at what's going on in Washington, D.C. when they now need to pattern a carry bill. Who do they pattern it after? New Jersey.
New Jersey.
You know, so now it is a May issue, and it is justifiable need. Good luck to those in...
They copied New Jersey's verbiage almost word for word.
Yeah, yeah.
Making it impossible for someone to get a carry permit.
Right, because it has worked to that extent in New Jersey. That's exactly what it's all about in New Jersey. It is not about, you know... a person with justifiable need actually getting a carry permit. It is for the state to prevent as many people as possible from having a firearm.
Correct. Correct. And so D.C., Emily Miller and a few other people wrote articles about it, but they're basically among the requirements for gun owners to obtain a CCW, gun owners must justify their need for permit and undertake safety training. City laws would continue to restrict the carry of firearms in sensitive locations.
Yeah, which is all of Washington, D.C.
Yeah. And at public demonstrations. Okay? But listen to what the Attorney General said. Living in a high-crime area is not sufficient to establish the good cause.
Verbatim from
General
New Jersey.
Irvin Nathan said.
Yeah. Verbatim from New Jersey.
Yes. So he says, if you're getting death threats or being the victim of domestic violence and having the threats or reoccurrence, that would be a good cause. It has to be personalized. It has to be something specific. So just like New Jersey, they'll issue your carry permit after you're murdered.
Yeah, after you're killed and whatever. And if you can bring in a copy of your autopsy report to say that you died of a violent crime, you can get posthumously awarded a New Jersey concealed carry permit.
Correct. Correct. Posthumously, Nappin says they award it to you.
Yeah, yeah.
After you're dead, after the funeral, they bring it to your family.
They bring it to you, yes. And you can, and it's available in a frame, you know, for nice display.
Oh, man, is this a horrible state that we live in or whatever?
Please, it's just terrible.
I mean, wow. So here's what happens, guys. So Washington, D.C. finally gets right to carry, and what do they do? They follow New Jersey's laws, and they put restrictive. Now, it's going to be appealed, but again, it just keeps going through the process.
Right.
Going through the process.
Right. Right. And New Jersey is such a cancer when it comes to freedom that it is going to bleed over from state to state to state to state. Anytime a gun grabber wants to construct a law, all they have to do is look to New Jersey to do it. And they don't even have to use their own words. They can use New Jersey's words.
Correct. Hey, listen, talking about Shanine earlier, remember last week we were looking somewhere to have a charity concert for her?
Yeah.
Well, it seems a Gun for Hire Radio follower, two-way patriot Joe Gallo, who's a councilman up in Sussex, the Vernon area, they have a spot, and he's coordinating it with Sherry from the Second Amendment Women's Group now.
Right up in Vernon someplace?
Yeah, in the Vernon area. So more details to follow on that. I think that's really, really cool.
Wonderful.
That we're going to be involved in something like that. So thank you, Joe, for doing that. See, there are people out there that are willing to take it to the next level and help us out. I'm still at a loss. I'm reviewing the Shanine thing. I'm looking at Washington, D.C.'s right to carry. Where does it end? Where does it end in our state? Where does it end in the blue states, the anti-gun states? everybody that's listening to the show should be thoroughly pissed off.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's just, you know, like we say, it's a cancer here in New Jersey, and it spreads. So you've got to nip it in the bud. You have to stop it. You have to cut out a cancer for it to not replicate itself.
Good luck, though. New Jersey and you, where fun comes to die.
Yeah, that's a great okay. new slogan. I like that.
That was from my friend Emery Baker. Welcome to New Jersey, where fun comes to die.
Yes, it's very true. And if you come to New Jersey, you know, it's sad because I travel up and down the New Jersey Parkway all the time. And on my way in here this morning, I saw a couple of people from Arizona. And I was just thinking to myself, I hope they do not have a firearm with them, because most people just don't know anything at all about New Jersey's laws, how ridiculous that they are.
I have a gun for hire. A Woodland Park Range member sends me an email. He goes, why am I afraid to put an I will not comply sticker on my car?
Uh-huh.
I tell them that because you're a closet gun owner.
Yep.
You're afraid that what's going to happen in this gestapo state is the cop is going to pull you over and exercise probable cause.
Right, right.
That's what he's afraid of.
Yep. That's the same reason.
He's a lawyer, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, it's really interesting. We talk about this all the time, and it's very difficult for people outside of New Jersey, New Jersey, New York, that area, to understand that you don't even bring up in polite conversation the fact that you're a shooter of any kind, or that you own a firearm, or that you're involved in any kind of shooting sport. You don't bring it up.
You have to hope it comes up in conversation.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. And you wait always for the other guy to come up, and then you wait for the reaction of the crowd before you
yep.
even speak up.
Correct.
How
Correct.
Sad is that?
It's horrible. It's horrible. I mean, this is what we deal with every day.
You know, it's really something. It's, you know, even if you just approach shooting as a hobby or a pastime. Guys get together, people get together, women get together. They all like to talk about what they do. I mean, if you're involved in stained glass art, and you meet another person who's involved in stained glass art, you have this camaraderie. You love to talk about what you do. Same as with music or writing or anything else. But here, as firearms owners and participating in the firearm sports, You don't get that. You don't have that ability in New Jersey, other than in places like yours, which is why it is always packed.
Correct. Correct. It's a horrible thing that we have to deal with all the time. And other states like California and D.C., they feel the same way. So we're all screwed, and we just have to keep fighting the good fight.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And thank God for the tiny little oases in New Jersey, yours being the biggest, where people can of like mind can come together and can share their passion for firearms and participate.
We have such an eclectic group of people come in, and they all have the same feeling. Oh, Sandy, I have to talk right now. Stop calling ANJRPC. Stop sending me messages on Facebook for your Fourth Amendment protected bag tag.
15 seconds.
Okay, I need everybody to wait to join ANJRPC.org or come into the range at the end of the year and get your bag tag. Stop fooling people and sending Facebook messages on how you get one.
And when we come back, we're going to hear from Charlie Vaca's kids. That was the firearms instructor in Arizona who was accidentally killed. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
It was important for Charlie's kids to share a bit about the father they knew and loved, and to express their feelings to the 9-year-old girl. Now, we intend to work cooperatively with authorities and investigative agencies to determine how this could have happened, and more importantly, how it could have been prevented. Ultimately, it is our hope that through this process, we will bring some semblance of closure to this family.
We're Charlie Vaca's kids, and we wrote this letter to the little girl. We don't know your name, but we are connected by this tragedy. In the news, we are just called the family. The 9-year-old girl. The instructor. But we do have names. Our names are Ashley, Elizabeth, Tyler, and Christopher. We are Charlie Vaca's kids. We wanted you to know something about him.
Our dad wasn't just an instructor. He was funny, strong, a protector, a hero, and our friend. He was a good man.
You're only 9 years old. We think about you. We are worried about you. We pray for you. And we wish you peace. Our dad would want the same thing.
Like you, we are living through this tragic event that we cannot shut off. It's with us all the time.
Our dad wants you to know that you should move forward with your life. You should not let this define you. You should love yourself and love your family.
Someday we hope we can meet you, hug you, and tell you that it's okay.
Charlie's family understands that this incident has spawned a broader national discussion about gun safety and automatic weapons in the hands of children. Although we feel this discourse is important, and we intend to participate, Charlie's loved ones don't want it to overshadow the impact this tragedy has had on everyone involved. On behalf of the family, we ask that you respect their privacy during this difficult time.
I think, Anthony, that was probably one of the nicest things I could have ever heard. You've got the kids from the slain instructor who are coming out and offering forgiveness to this 9-year-old child who... her life could have been real crap with that memory. And here they are forgiving her, and they're telling her everything is okay. We wish we lived in a different world where we could actually come out and reach out and hug you and tell you everything's going to be okay. Finally, some decency in the debate.
Yeah, but meanwhile, the Fourth Estate, the press, of course, had a list of parents, the kid, and everybody, and sensationalize who they were that were involved in this tragedy.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, you have a down-to-earth family, 4 children and a wife coming on and saying, it's not your fault. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it's amazing how it works. The press wants to sensationalize crap like this, and here the family is basically offering forgiveness and trying to help this young girl out to get through this difficult time. They could give a shit. All they care about is selling copies of the rag that people should be using to wipe their butt. That's
You're absolutely right. And I think, you know, it also says a commentary about where society is and where society wants to go. Back in the day, when we were, when you know, in the ancient cave days when we were kids, something happened like this. You literally went over to the other person's home. You discussed. You had dialogue. You met with one another. You shared the experience together. We live in a digital society now that is completely devoid of human emotion and feelings. Everything is done for sensationalism, like you say. Everything is done for, for ratings.
Yep.
And you know, it's just so wonderful to see the human side of everything happening back again. And I think that's what's going on. I think the country is so sick and tired of progressivism and of the damage that's been done to our society that we, even if we don't know it, even the progressives are pulling back from their own from their own direction to take things into an inhuman way.
Oh, I agree 100%. I agree. That's just the direction we have to go in now, isn't it? That everything has to be sensationalized and played out. Where this family is asking for, closure on this, let's move on, forgive this 9-year-old girl, it wasn't her fault. We're gonna heal, and we want you to heal. And the press is like, oh, he was a Wall Street guy making so much money living in Wheatwalking. Because that has something to do with it, whether it was a middle-class family,
doesn't
a
matter.
1%er or whatever. Yeah. Like it matters.
They want to try to find anything to demonize people that are, that stand for something that is different than the things that they believe in.
How true. While we're talking about people that are different, this segment was brought to you by Montville Executive Suite, MontvilleOffice.com. Ron Sousa has a brand new 70-person meeting room. Check out his website, MontvilleOffice.com. If you need fractional ownership, rental for an office professional environment, for as little as $59 a month, you can have that. Check it out at MontvilleOffice.com. Ron is a staunch, stalwart, 2A supporter, so support those who support us.
Absolutely.
Candy, the next thing I wanted to talk about is we knew this was coming, but it looks like the racism issue is shifting with gun control because the black rifle is not in vogue anymore.
Oh, yeah. I guess they hit a brick wall with that one, huh?
Correct. They know that they can't get anywhere. The New York Times admitted last week in an op-ed that assault rifle was a term made up by the anti-gunners. So the new gun, the shift for gun control, the narrative, is to go after handguns now.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, because, at least now they've got some weird-ass statistics to back them up that handguns are used in more crime than rifles. Because we talked about this last week.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, like 309 people were killed with rifles last year?
Correct, 309 with rifles. And what did they put here? It turns out the big city scary military rifles don't kill the vast majority of 11,000 people murdered last year. Only 309 were with rifles. So 10,600 and or so were handguns. So now they're going to go after handguns.
That's, it's pretty predictable, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. But so be careful, ladies and gentlemen, because you people that don't shoot AR platforms, they're going to come after your handguns now.
Yeah.
Right? That's what you're going to see now.
Exactly right. They're never going to give up. They're going to go from one thing to the next.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports so you're well lit. We also have three times as much light down range that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward at a firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We use marble and Corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom.
Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedom with news, commentary, and issues you'll never hear discussed on the mainstream media, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the largest Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Back, and this segment is being brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic. Dr. Eric,
WALDORFCHIRO.com, Waldorf Chiropractic. If you live within 30 miles of Bridgewater, New Jersey, or you have a family or friend that does, please send us to Dr. Eric. He even has his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. Go in and mention Gun for Hire Radio, and boy, will you get family treatment from another pro to a supporter. We need guys like Dr. Eric. So, Sandy,
yes, sir.
You want to talk about an article. Before we talk about the article, you had a Gun for Hire commercial. We have brand new Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range hoodies, black and red, and we have these kick-ass little keychain bottle openers that
are red. Really,
really
cool.
When you get a chance, we also have I Will Not Comply stickers and magnets, as well as a bunch of other swag that you can check out at your convenience, either at gunforhire.com or stop down at the range. So let's talk about this, Sandy. You start off, please.
What are we talking about?
Shooting range is becoming as dangerous as American schools.
Oh, man, I'll let you handle that one. how ridiculous. How ridiculous.
Well, because we do get an occasional accident in a range, and we do get an occasional person that may have want to take their own life. In my range, we don't rent out guns to people who are alone. A male that's alone, they have to bring a friend with them or have their own gun or a firearms ID card.
Right.
But down in South Jersey, they had a suicide, and then 2 weeks later, they had an attempted suicide where the gentleman lived. And this jackass, what's his name? Voice of the People, James J. Devine, NewJerseyToday.net.
Voice of what people, I'm wondering?
Yes. He says that now that ranges are becoming more dangerous than American schools because of the shooting.
I wonder if this guy, same guy, shows up at all the construction sites where people lose their lives and heavy equipment operators lose their lives, because there's far more of that happens than accidental deaths at a shooting range.
You know what his response to you would be? You're a racist.
Yeah, of course.
And it's Bush's fault.
It's Bush's fault.
He cites the Arizona tragedy.
Yeah, okay.
He cites a suicide and attempted suicide. And he says that now that is becoming just as dangerous as what happened in Sandy Hook.
Oh, of course. Well, you see, The reason he's able to cite these things is because they are news. And when something is news, it means it's unusual, right?
Correct.
Man bites dog is news. Dog bites man is not news. You don't even hear how many violent crimes are committed in cities like Newark and Patterson and Jersey City because it's just commonplace. Everyone who knows there knows, everyone who lives there or visits there or works there knows that it's a very dangerous place.
But no, because Fulop and Torres and Baraka got together and they had the three blind mice conference, and they're going to fix everything.
Yeah, that them and the prosecutors are all forming a coalition, from the highest crime cities in the country, Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, New Orleans, Philly, San Francisco, and Seattle. All the prosecutors have gotten together. And what are they calling the thing? The prosecutors against gun violence?
That's next. You want to talk about this, Sandy? You wrote a little blurb, but this was in the New Jersey Herald, September 17th. And for you out-of-state people, you better listen to this, because prosecutors are uniting nationwide to fight gun violence, a.k.a. gun control.
Yes.
Okay? They have 23 prosecutors. This is led by Cyrus Vance, who's the prosecutor from the Attorney General from Manhattan that bans almost every night. And we have Boston, Atlanta, Chicago, New Orleans, Philly, San Francisco, and Seattle. The first step will be convening a summit on gun violence prevention in Atlanta next month. Mm. They're going to address guns and domestic violence, illegal trafficking, guns and mental illness, and guns. It's all about gun violence, no criminal violence.
No criminal violence, all about gun violence. It was very interesting that if you read this article, it was written by Linda Deutsch, who is an AP correspondent. And, AP has always been anti-gun. But what's interesting about the angle of here is just the spin that they put on everything. They're calling this a nonpartisan committee. You know, they're saying this guy, how do you pronounce his name? Fayer?
Fayer. F-E-U-E-R, Mike Fayer.
Mike Fayer.
Los Angeles City Attorney.
And he's saying that this is going to be a very nuts and bolts approach, devoid of sloganeering or partisan politics. My ass, Mike. This is all about partisan politics, because why are you picking the people from the most liberal, progressive cities in our nation? Oh, wait, I know why. Because crime in those cities is off the friggin' chart. And I know why, because they're all tight with gun control.
And they're all run by progressive, liberal Democrats.
Forever. They have been forever controlled by the Progressive Party, who just absolutely loves and adores people from other races than theirs.
Of course. Of course, of course, of course. So this is a... You know, and you might have alluded to the fact that Bloomberg might have his fingerprints on
it. Well, you know, you can see it. I mean, Bloomberg is out there. This is what Bloomberg is doing with his time and with his money. And what the progressive, you know, the limousine liberals love to do is to meddle into everybody else's business. But this is a way for Bloomberg to get back on the stage. Bloomberg is no idiot. He understands media. He understands media probably better than anybody I know. And is very powerful with being able to sway reporters, to sway press. He's one of the people behind funding all of the anti-gun messages that you'll find in any of the sitcoms or any of the television shows that are out there. They do offer to pay for the segment if you put in their rhetoric. And what executive producer is ever going to turn that down? But I see his fingerprints in this.
And the next thing, remember Ross Baraka had a gun toy gun buyback program in Newark?
Yeah.
Well, the Atlantic City Council voted 9-0, and they passed a proposal that makes it illegal to sell, possess, our own fake-looking guns. Let's talk about it when we come back.
Everything I do gonna be funky. From now on.
Time and memories.
the two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day, and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
And this segment's being brought to you by Philly Firearms Academy.
PhillyGunTraining.com. Ask for Jose. If you're in the Philly area, if you need to get your carry permit, fill out your paperwork, or any other questions, it's a beautiful little retail location right across the street from where, Sandy?
From where they issue the concealed carry permits, right on Spring Garden, just around the corner from the gun range.
How convenient is that?
It's perfect. Jose is a great guy. I mean, you can trust, you can really trust him. Anthony and I have known him for quite a while, and he was one of the first people to step up. He was a former Apple genius, right? Wasn't he?
Correct. He was an Apple genius.
So he is, Jose is the guy responsible for doing all our behind-the-scenes tech stuff with getting this broadcast converted over to a podcast so you guys can download it off the website.
Correct. So we covered Jose. Let's go back. So the city council pushed for an ordinance because they're told by cops that genuine-looking fake guns have been increasingly used in robbery attempts.
Friggin' Atlantic City. You know, the town that just keeps on taking.
But this is the deal. It's going to make it illegal to sell, possess, or use any fake firearms. So if you've got a water pistol or a cap gun laying in your house,
you're screwed.
And the cops come in to do an investigation on something, you're going to prison with a toy gun.
Yeah, for 30 days in jail just for having a water pistol in your house. And that somehow is going to magically reduce gun violence or violence, period, carjackings, armed robberies, muggings, and everything else that are rampant in Atlantic City.
You said Assemblyman Vincent Prieto, D. Hudson, another sponsor, this can help keep guns from falling into the wrong hands by creating a controlled environment where individuals looking to get rid of their weapon can do so safely. Oh, I'm sorry, wrong article.
We're coming up on that one next.
Yeah, well, I got a letter from somebody, though, about the gun buyback. The council pushed stores in Atlantic City. The council pushed because they've been told by cops, genuine-looking things. Though the stores that sell handguns are required to red tip to show they're not, some employees have shown customers how to remove them. The possible penalty is $50 fine and 30 days in jail. Yes, for you listeners out there that don't live in New Jersey just expanded their gun buyback program.
Oh, another, because it's such a wonderful success. So they're robbing money from the taxpayers, once again, in order to create this kabuki theater, this farce that absolutely does nothing to reduce violent crime, but gives the criminals the ability to get rid of the evidence and get a Walmart card in the process.
Yeah, you get rid of the evidence, you get a Walmart card. It's beautiful. How many people are going to get rid of crime guns in a gun buyback program?
Oh, tons. You know, there'll be a lot of muskets turned in and a lot of collectible shit, which we cry over.
You know, they approved it. The legislation was approved 53-22, almost directly across party lines.
Yep.
They took 16,000 firearms in the gun buyback program. How much of our history was destroyed, ladies and gentlemen? All you gun collectors out there should be pooping in your pants right now.
Yep, because that's exactly all that's ever turned in. It's typically some, you know, grandpa passes away and he's got this old gun that in New Jersey no one wants to touch. It's amazing how many people. Now, we all, your place is always loaded with cops. I mean, you've got a lot of police officers as instructors and whatever, and they tell stories about how everybody is calling the police headquarters when they find ammunition or firearms or whatever, because they're afraid, they're petrified to touch it. That's how little a gun culture there is in the state of New Jersey.
Correct. You know, and these guys talking about gun buyback, of course, the Star Ledger, you know, guest columnist John McCann, he writes 31,000 Americans die as a result of the gun-related act. He fails to say that almost 18,000 were suicides.
Yeah, right. 18,000 were suicides, which would have been committed with any other device if there wasn't guns around. If somebody wants to kill themselves, they're going to kill themselves. And all of the other ones combined, if you look at something simple like traffic deaths, gun violence and gun, every single one of the deaths is a tragedy. Absolutely. But if you look at single vehicle car accidents, the number of gun deaths dwarfs. All you have to do is take a look at the real statistics, and they're available from the United States federal government.
You know, if you take that suicide number out and the rest of the number that you have there, how many are crime on crime?
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
Right?
They're drug lords killing other drug lords.
Colonel Jeff Cooper used to say, when the shit bags fill the shit bags, it cancels it out. It doesn't count.
Yeah, it's very true. Okay. Yeah, you hear a lot of cops say the same thing, too. A lot of inner city cops say the same thing, too. We're not going to mention any names, but that's reality, isn't it? Shitbag on shitbag crime. Why even bother investigating it?
You know, he also cites this guy. It's 89 guns for every 100 Americans, and that number is growing. I like that.
Yeah, that's good news for us, isn't it?
Great Britain has 6 guns for every 100 citizens. I feel bad for them.
Well, they're so screwed up. Scotland wanted to pull out of the deal, and they nearly made it. They just about, you know, they lost by a thread, which would have been very, very interesting in the EU. Once the EU becomes destabilized, and there are 6 other countries who really want to pull out of the EU too. You know, the world is coming apart. It's becoming a very dangerous, dangerous place.
Listen, if I have a gun that was stolen from South Carolina and it doesn't have any bodies on it or anything, I'm not turning it in for $75. I could sell it on the street for $1,000. The only guns I'm going to turn
exactly
in are ones
right.
that either they don't work.
Right.
It's an innocent person that doesn't know what they have and they're ignorant to it. They want to get rid of it. Or it's a criminal that's trying to get rid of evidence. Let's face it.
It's a gun that just put a cap in somebody's ass. That's what it is.
Oh, my God. This is what we're dealing with. This is the mentality. And again, the progressives, they think it's going to work. It's not going to take off.
It's horrible. The world is upside down. And these people have their head buried so far up their behind. And it's not just with firearms. It's with everything. But it stands out with firearms. It's so illogical.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, I think we had a solar flare or something. I lost you for a minute.
Well, we're here.
I hate when that happens.
We're here waiting for you.
So did you see Newark is going to fight crime by putting signs up?
I saw that. What did it say? Up with love, down with guns, or some crap like that?
Love up, guns down.
Yeah, okay. That's going to work. This is what we're talking about. This is the soundbite solutions from the progressives that have permeated New Jersey, have literally taken over New Jersey and other areas in the East Coast. This is going to be the solution.
Somebody wrote, a gentleman from North Rose, that's right, folks, put up a sign, thugs just need hugs. So this is priceless. He goes, I thought it was a parody when I first read it.
Yeah, it sounds like it's some skit from Saturday Night Live.
Correct. Unbelievable. So love up, guns down.
Yeah, that's going to work. You know, tell that to everybody in the South Ward. You know, that'll work out very well.
You know, these gangbangers and thugs, they're going to shoot these signs. They're going to take selfies standing with the sign behind them with a gun in their hand.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And it's going to somehow assign, you know, signs work so well to deter crime that all those gun-free zones where all the mass killings happen, that they work so well.
You're right. We are backwards.
No, it's just so far backwards. I don't know where else it can go. Thank God for, you know, you start to see some light at the end of the tunnel when you see things like Vaca's kids who come out and they take reason and they pour their heart out and it's what everybody else in America is just searching for at this point. Just somebody please be real with what you do. Stop positioning, stop mugging for the camera. Just be real, be authentic.
They can't do it.
No, no.
It's not what sells.
Well,
what sells.
You know, I don't know, Ann. I do think it is what sells. Look at the meteoric rise of this goofy show. And it's just because we are who we are. And we're not posturing for anything. We don't have any particular agendas that we're trying to force. We're just speaking truth. We're just saying, good God, people, stop and take a look at what reality is.
Yeah, well, there is no reality now. The reality is distorted by the media and the people who run the media. And unfortunately, the majority of them are anti-gun. You know, that's what the big problem is. When we come back, we're going to talk about something else Evan Knappen and Scott Bach have been working on that you're all going to find very interesting.
Ah, yes. Something in New Hampshire, maybe?
Yes, sir.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
We're back.
So, last October, ANJRPC and its executive director, Scott Bach, with Evan Knappen, filed suit against the New Hampshire Department of Safety over an illegal rule reversal that prevents Garden State residents and others from qualifying for New Hampshire non-resident carry license. The change requires applicants to have a carry license from their home state in order to qualify for the New Hampshire. Those living where carry permits are difficult or impossible to obtain, like New Jersey, can no longer qualify for the New Hampshire license simply because of where they live, and for no other reason. The rule reversal undermines the work of Bach and gun rights attorney Evan Knappen from 10 years ago, which originally opened up New Hampshire licenses to New Jersey residents and those living in other may-issue or no-issue jurisdictions. Last month, the state of New Hampshire asked the court to rule in favor and end the case, filing a lengthy summary judgment brief defending the rule change and claiming that ANJRP does not have standing to sue. ANGRPC counterpunched this week, filing its own 36-page brief demonstrating why it has standing and why the case should be resolved in favor of gun owners. Okay? So they're still fighting for us to get our carry permits back in New Hampshire. And Joshua Prince and other legislators are still fighting in Pennsylvania so that we can get our non-resident reciprocity back with PA.
Man, you know, it's just amazing how they keep, they do whatever they possibly can to try to dissuade legal gun owners from being able to exercise just their basic right of self-protection.
Just keep knocking us down, Sandy. Just keep knocking us down.
It's just amazing. And to, for this to be happening in New Hampshire, Ant, is kind of scary.
You know, New Hampshire, you would think it couldn't happen, but yet it can because you have all the progressives that move from Massachusetts that can't afford to live there anymore. They move because of the utopia they created.
The shit that they created. Now they're
correct.
Moving away, and now they want to change paradise into the crap that they just left.
Correct.
That, that makes perfect sense.
Southern New Hampshire for the lower taxes.
Yeah.
Now, here's a nice email blast I got from the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. A dozen rabbis from across the country have joined with the Golani Rifle and Pistol Club. By the way, the Golanis, my ranges, their home base. On Sunday nights, they have host events and shoots there. To oppose recent calls for greater gun control by the Rabbinical Council of America, the RCA, and the Orthodox Union, the OU. On August 13th, the RCA issued a press release about gun violence, and they're promoting our arbitrary gun control measures. Rejecting the position of the RSCA and the OU, Rabbi Stephen Pruszynski, a member of the range, Rabbi David Ben-Duri, a member of the range, and 10 other rabbis, together with the members of the Golani Club, a Jewish shooting organization based in New Jersey, affirmed the importance of armed self-defense by Jews and all Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So they wrote that we deserve the right to self-defense both inside and outside the home, especially in the most restrictive states, which contain large Jewish population centers. All Jews, like all Americans, should be able to exercise in a sober and prudent manner their fundamental right and halakhic obligation to defend themselves, their families, and communities, whatever the need arises. Bravo.
Absolutely.
ATFO.
Absolutely.
A friend of mine, Josh, he wrote one quick note. Rabbi Ben-Duri is a signatory, but the JPO is not a sponsor. I mention this only because I don't want you to mistake the situation on your show if you end up talking about it. The joint statement is sponsored only by the individual rabbis who signed it and by the Golani Club. Thanks, Josh. Go ahead, Sandy. Sorry.
Well, you know, it's just that Rabbi Ben-Duri always brings this up as the fact that this is not something, if you're either a Christian or a Jew, this is something that is in the Bible, in the Torah, that says it is your responsibility to protect your home. It is your responsibility to protect your dwelling, to protect your family, to protect the people in it. It is a biblical or a Hebraic responsibility to do that.
So, but you know, but the Orthodox Union and RCA, they're anti-gun.
Yes,
I don't
of course,
how
because
you could be anti-gun.
Because they're progressive. They're progressive New York Jews. They should turn in their Jewish card.
Correct.
You know,
correct.
I mean, how many correct. Times has Rabbi Ben-Duri said it, of all the people who should be aware of what gun control is all about, it should be the Jew.
Correct. Correct. Listen, we have a new listener in Littleton, Colorado, Aubrey Amon, Anthony and Sandy. I'm a new listener to your show, and your guys are great. You remind me a lot.
I apologize.
I never heard of Click and Clack, but I just downloaded all of your 2014 episodes so that I can listen to them on my hour-long work commute.
Nice.
I'm now on episode 140. At the beginning of the show, you commented how the gun grabbers would never, ever compare mace to a firearm. It is depressing because now they have taken it a step further and are suggesting wasp spray instead.
Oh, yeah.
That's what NBC says. Wasp spray and give them whatever they want and they'll leave you alone.
Yeah, wasp spray.
Yeah.
Number one, wasp spray can kill you. All you need to do is inhale it. It is a neurotoxin. It will kill you. Number two, I'd like to see the prosecutor have a field day with someone who uses wasp spray because it is what gets us into our teaching segment of constructive intent, doesn't it, Ann?
Yeah, Yes, well, good. So, Aubrey, I want to thank you for your of your letter and keep listening to the show. Constructive intent. We got a guy the other day, a member, shipped the gun to the range. We can't have a muzzle brake. We can't have a flash suppressor in the state of New Jersey, but we can have a muzzle brake. So the AR manufacturer switched, but they kept the one in the box, the illegal one in the box, and shipped it to us. When the gentleman came to pick up his gun, he wanted to know why he couldn't have the flash suppressor that was in the box with it. In New Jersey, it's called constructive intent. That means he's possibly able to go home and put that muzzle brake, flash suppressor, back on the gun and create an illegal felony situation. If you have an AR at home with a fixed stock, and you buy an adjustable stock that's not pinned and bring it into your home in New Jersey, that's a felony because that's constructive intent. Because in the law's eyes, you could take that home and switch those stocks and make it an illegal gun.
Wow.
So you have to be careful when you buy something out of state, Pennsylvania or whatever, and they say they'll modify the gun for you and make it Jersey legal. It better be permanently affixed. And the contraband parts better not be in the shipment. The contraband parts better not be in your house. The contraband parts should be nowhere with you. They have to go away because, again, you fall under constructive intent. I talked to Nathan about this detail. Remember how we talked about keeping illegal stuff out of your house?
Yeah.
If you got into a domestic dispute or your kids did and the cops came, and you have an AR sitting there with a muzzle brake on it, and on the table is a flash suppressor, you are a felon.
Yeah.
You're a felon.
Yeah. Okay? Exactly. Or if you have a magazine that's got a higher capacity than is allowed in the state of New Jersey.
Correct. We get that all the time. People want to ship us 17-round magazines. We tell them, no, ship it without magazines, and we'll order 10-rounders for the customer or 15-rounders. We can't release that stuff to you, even if you don't have the gun. If you just have a high-capacity magazine in the state of New Jersey, you are a felon.
Right, right. Even something like the P90 that comes with a standard magazine of 30 rounds or 50 rounds, you can't have that without a block in it for, what is it, 10 rounds, I think. 15 rounds. But
it has to be permanently affixed.
Permanently affixed, right. And I think the block from the P90 comes with 10 rounds because they don't recognize 15 rounds, so they go to the default of New York and California.
Massachusetts,
yeah.
Correct.
So you can't even have that.
Correct. If you screw with that block and a prosecutor and a judge declare that it was not permanently affixed, you're a felon and you're going to jail for at least 3.5 years.
Very, very nice.
And they're not going to give you a Petrie trial intervention.
No.
Janine Allen.
Unless you're a football player and happen to beat your wife that night, too, then you'll get, kind of grouped together.
That's different.
Yeah, totally different.
He's a celebrity.
Yeah, exactly. And he probably got started handing out autographs in Atlantic County, which is, they're so used to dealing with this dreck down there that, it's just wonderful how they can, there's different laws for different kinds of folks.
Well, of course, it's always been that way, good for me, but not for thee, correct?
Absolutely. So what's going on at Gun for Hire Academy and the Woodland Park Range?
Sure. Well, remember, we have the new sweatshirts and the bottle openers. Monday, September 29th, we have civilian response to an active shooter course.
Wow.
Come on down, 6:30 p.m. Learn what to do if you're at work, a hospital, a mall, and there's an active shooter. You're unarmed or armed. We'll teach you. Evan Knappen, Friday, October 17th. You don't want to miss his live action law seminar. We have a Kali knife class Saturday, September 27th. Marcus Mack, his Ballistics 101 class, October 7th. Forensic class, Psychology and Firearms, September 23rd. Ladies Urban Pistol only, Ladies Only Urban Pistol, Thursday, October 9th. And a ton of other stuff. Come on down and check us out.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, who's on the phone with us right now, Winston the Dog, who's with him, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. And if you're in a firearms-related business and want to reach a over 1 million potential customers each and every week. Please drop us a note at talkback@gunforhireradio.com. We love you guys. See you next week, America. From sea to the shine.